The greatest battle you will ever fight is not against an enemy outside of you. It is against the weak, impulsive, fearful, and undisciplined version of yourself that lives within. This is not just a struggle, it is a war. A war between who you are now and who you are destined to become. The Stoics knew this battle well. They called it the fight for self-mastery, the war against self-deception, the art of conquering your own mind. Every day, a lesser version of you wakes up alongside the disciplined warrior you strive to be. One seeks comfort, one seeks greatness, one makes excuses, one takes action, one is weak, one is strong. You must choose who wins today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. If you do not kill the weak version of yourself, it will drag you down into mediocrity. It will keep you shackled to your fears, your vices, and your self-imposed limitations. This is the philosophy of the Stoics. You are not here to be ruled by emotions, temptations, or weaknesses. You are here to rise above them. This journey is not for the faint-hearted. It demands you strip yourself of self-pity, self-deception, and the illusion that you have time to waste. This is about building a mind of steel, a soul unbreakable, and a character so disciplined that nothing can shake you. The Stoics believed that a strong character is forged through hardship, discipline, and relentless self-examination. If you are ready to step onto this path, if you are ready to silence the excuses, if you are ready to kill that weak version of yourself, then let's begin. Chapter 1. The Death of Excuses. The weak version of yourself thrives on excuses. I'll start tomorrow. It's too hard. I don't feel like it. These words are poison, and every time you say them, you feed the part of yourself that keeps you stagnant. Excuses are a disease of the mind, a slow rot that eats away at discipline, ambition, and growth. The moment you entertain an excuse, you allow weakness to seep into your character. Excuses are the chains that keep people locked in mediocrity. They are easy to embrace because they offer comfort, but that comfort is a mirage, a temporary illusion that only leads to regret. The Stoics had no tolerance for excuses. Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Strength is not built on comfort. It is built in moments of resistance, when the easy path tempts you, yet you reject it. Excuses are nothing more than illusions. They are lies the weak self tells to keep you comfortable. They are the deceptive whispers that tell you mediocrity is acceptable. If you allow these whispers to dictate your actions, you become a prisoner of your own weakness. Every excuse is a step backward, a chain added to the weight of stagnation. The more you delay, the stronger the excuse becomes, until it suffocates any ambition you once had. To kill the weak version of yourself, you must develop a relentless intolerance for excuses. This means refusing to negotiate with laziness, rejecting hesitation, and acting before doubt has time to form. Do not argue with the part of yourself that seeks comfort. Crush it with action. The moment an excuse appears, meet it with movement. If you hesitate to start, that is precisely when you must act the fastest. Strength is built in those moments when weakness knocks and you slam the door in its face. The only way to destroy this weakness is through immediate action. Train yourself to recognize the moment an excuse enters your mind and attack it with action. If you say, "I don't feel like working out," drop down and do 10 push-ups. If you say, "I'll start later," force yourself to start immediately. Every second wasted in indecision strengthens the chains of weakness. Treat excuses as a hostile force and meet them with aggression. Action is the antidote to excuses. The Stoics were warriors of the mind. They understood that discipline is not a feeling, but a command, an order given to oneself that must be obeyed regardless of circumstances. A true Stoic does not ask himself if he is in the mood to take action. He does what must be done, whether he feels like it or not. To destroy excuses, create a system where action is your default response. The moment hesitation arises, your body should already be in motion. Do not wait for the perfect moment. There is no perfect moment. The moment is now. The weak self waits. The strong self moves. Wake up at the first alarm. No snoozing. Train your mind to obey your commands instantly, without hesitation. The first decision of the day sets the tone for everything that follows. If you snooze, you are training yourself to hesitate in other areas of life. Each time you ignore the alarm and drift back into sleep, you reinforce procrastination and weaken your ability to take decisive action. When the alarm rings, sit up immediately. Do not negotiate. Do not allow your mind to rationalize another 5 minutes. Act with urgency. If you conquer the first battle of the day, you are far more likely to win the rest. Take it further. Establish a morning routine that immediately puts you into motion. Get out of bed and make it instantly. Step onto the floor with purpose. Engage in an early form of movement, whether it's push-ups, stretching, or jumping into a cold shower. The moment your body moves, your mind follows. This isn't just about waking up. It's about developing a reflexive response to discipline. The way you wake up determines the way you approach the rest of your day. The strong self acts immediately. The weak self hesitates. Choose who you will be the moment the alarm goes off. Do one hard thing every morning that sets the tone for the day. Cold showers, reading or writing philosophy, or intense exercises like push-ups or sit-ups. This singular act is more than just a physical or intellectual challenge. It is a declaration of dominance over your weaker self. It is a test of willpower before the day even begins. Your mind craves comfort in the early hours, and that is precisely why you must attack it with discomfort. When you wake up, your first action should demand effort, resilience, and determination. Cold showers force you to master your body's reactions, teaching you to override resistance with discipline. Reading or writing philosophy sharpens your mind, ensuring that your thoughts are guided by reason and wisdom rather than emotion. Intense exercise shocks your body into action, igniting energy that carries through the rest of the day. The Stoics understood that victory is achieved not in grand battles, but in small, consistent actions. The first battle is won the moment you choose to do something difficult instead of something easy. Make this choice daily, and soon it will become part of your identity. Commit to this. No matter how tired you are, no matter how much your weaker self pleads for comfort, you will do this one hard thing every morning. The mind must learn that your commands are absolute, and once you set the tone, the rest of the day will follow suit. Write down your most common excuses and find ways to counter them with immediate action. Set non-negotiable rules for yourself, things you do no matter how you feel, no matter the circumstances. These rules are the backbone of your discipline, the unwavering structure that keeps you grounded in self-mastery. Without them, you become vulnerable to excuses, emotions, and external influences. Make these rules specific and absolute. If you decide to work out 5 days a week, then it happens. Whether you are tired, busy, or unmotivated. If you decide to read philosophy daily, then no distraction or mood swing interferes. Treat your rules as law, as binding as any contract. Your mind will rebel. It will whisper justifications, urging you to break your commitment just this once. This is the weak self trying to reclaim power. Do not allow it. When the rule is set, it is followed, without exception. Every time you adhere to your own laws, you reinforce your control over your mind. Over time, this creates an identity shift. You become the kind of person who does what he says, no matter what. And that is the foundation of true strength. Adopt the mindset that excuses are lies and respond to them with an automatic counteraction. Every time an excuse enters your mind, see it as an alarm signaling that your weak self is attempting to take control. The more you indulge in these false narratives, the more they become a habitual part of your thinking, reinforcing a cycle of procrastination and inaction. The key is to create an unbreakable habit. Whenever an excuse surfaces, counter it immediately with a decisive action. If your mind says, "I'll do it later," tell yourself, "No, I do it now." If your mind says, "I don't have time," eliminate distractions and make time. If you feel tired, push forward anyway. The discipline of instant execution is what separates the weak from the strong. Start small if necessary, but be relentless. Every excuse you kill strengthens your discipline, making it easier to dominate your mind in every aspect of life. Over time, this automatic response will become second nature, turning you into a person who acts, not someone who waits. Chapter 2. Discipline over motivation. Motivation is a lie. It is unreliable, fleeting, and inconsistent. It is a fair-weather friend that abandons you when you need it the most. It is a mirage that fools the weak into thinking they must feel inspired before they act. The weak self waits for motivation. The strong self operates on discipline, on routine, on an unshakable foundation of effort, regardless of how it feels. Seneca said, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." Preparation is a function of discipline. The disciplined man does not wait for external forces to inspire him. He does not rely on a feeling to determine his actions. He does what must be done, whether he is energized or exhausted, excited or bored. He moves forward regardless of his emotional state because he understands that emotions are fleeting. But progress is built on consistency. When others pause and wait for inspiration, he takes another step forward, another action, another small victory that accumulates over time. The weak version of yourself will whisper, "I don't feel like it today." It will look for justifications, for reasons to take the easy path. It will tempt you with false logic. "You worked hard yesterday, take it easy today." The strong version of yourself silences that voice with action. It responds, "I don't care how I feel, I do it anyway." The greatest performers in the world, whether in business, athletics, or philosophy, do not rely on motivation to dictate their actions. They follow a code, an internal system of non-negotiable behaviors. If an athlete only trained when he felt like it, he would never reach the top. If a writer only wrote when he felt inspired, he would never complete a book. If a philosopher only practiced virtue when it was convenient, he would be no different than the average man. Discipline is a muscle, and like any muscle, it must be exercised daily. It requires consistent effort, deliberate action, and an unyielding commitment to self-mastery. If you skip a workout today, it becomes easier to skip tomorrow. If you allow yourself to procrastinate today, you reinforce a pattern of avoidance that will only grow stronger. The enemy of progress is inconsistency, and the only way to defeat it is to create unshakable habits. You must develop rituals that make your actions automatic. Discipline should not be a choice, it should be the foundation of your existence. When you make it non-negotiable, when it becomes your identity rather than an option, that is when you truly take control of your life. The disciplined man does not deliberate on whether he should train, read, work, or improve. He simply does it because that is who he is. There is no internal debate, no moment of hesitation, only decisive action. A warrior does not wait to feel ready before training for battle. He sharpens his skills every day, knowing that when the moment of truth arrives, preparation will determine his fate. He does not wake up and ask himself if he feels like training. He gets up and does it because he understands that readiness is an illusion. The strongest men in history did not become powerful because they waited for motivation. They became powerful because they acted regardless of circumstances. You must train your mind in the same way. Every time you act without waiting for motivation, you prove to yourself that you are in control. You reinforce a crucial lesson. Your mind is an obedient servant, not a tyrannical master. This is how discipline grows. It starts with a single decision, a decision to take action when you don't feel like it. Over time, these decisions become who you are. You transform from someone who struggles with inconsistency into someone whose very identity is built on unwavering self-discipline. Stop waiting for motivation. It is the crutch of the weak. The weak sit idle, hoping inspiration will arrive, hoping circumstances will align perfectly before they act. The strong take action, and through that action, they create their own motivation. They understand that movement breeds energy, that progress fuels ambition. Forge yourself through discipline, and nothing will stand in your way. The world belongs to those who take relentless action, not those who wait for the perfect moment. Set a non-negotiable daily routine that includes reading, exercise, and work towards your goals. Identify three areas in your life where you lack discipline and attack them relentlessly. When your mind says, "I don't feel like it," use that as a trigger to do it immediately. Recognize that hesitation is the voice of weakness, a deceptive whisper trying to keep you stagnant. Every time you hesitate, every time you entertain the thought of delay, you are giving power to the weaker self, the part of you that craves comfort over progress. Instead of seeing reluctance as a reason to stop, see it as a challenge to overcome. The moment you hear that voice saying, "Not now," turn it into fuel. If your mind tells you to put something off, double down on it instead. If it says, "Skip the workout today," immediately get up and start moving. If it says, "You can read later," pick up the book and begin. Use hesitation as an indicator of what needs to be done, then do it with even more intensity than before. The more you practice this, the more automatic it becomes. You will rewire your brain to equate resistance with action, hesitation with urgency. Over time, you will develop a reflex. The moment you feel the urge to delay, your instinct will be to act. That is the essence of self-discipline, the ability to move forward no matter what the mind says. The weak version of you debates, waits, and avoids. The strong version of you acts immediately and never negotiates with weakness. Chapter 3. Hardship is your ally. Weak men run from discomfort. They avoid struggle, seeking only ease and pleasure, but in doing so, they weaken themselves. Strong men embrace discomfort, knowing that it is the only path to real growth. The Stoics saw hardship as a necessary teacher, not an enemy, and they willingly put themselves through challenges to build resilience. They did not seek comfort. They sought fortitude. Epictetus said, "Difficulties are things that show a person what they are." Hardship is the forge that strengthens your will. If you never face difficulty, you never grow. If you avoid discomfort, you become fragile, unprepared for life's inevitable trials. The strongest individuals are not those who had an easy path, but those who endured suffering and came out sharpened by it. Every hardship is a test, an opportunity to develop the unshakable spirit of a warrior. The weak self wants to avoid pain. It looks for shortcuts, for easier ways, for an escape. It convinces you that struggle is unnecessary, that comfort is the ultimate goal. But the strong self sees pain as transformation. It understands that adversity is a gift, a tool to be used, not feared. Every moment of struggle is an opportunity to grow stronger, more disciplined, more unshakable. Each hardship faced head-on is a stepping stone to a greater self, a challenge to be conquered rather than avoided. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. The weak self allows pain to define it, to break its spirit, to justify inaction. The strong self uses pain as a sharpening stone. When the body aches from discipline, it knows growth is happening. When the mind is tested through hardship, it knows wisdom is forming. Every challenge is a mirror revealing who you truly are. The question is, will you face it or will you run? The great Stoics did not simply endure suffering, they sought it. They understood that to be prepared for the unpredictable chaos of life, they had to cultivate a mindset that embraced hardship rather than feared it. Marcus Aurelius did not wish for life to be easier, he wished to be stronger. Seneca practiced voluntary hardship so that he would never be broken by sudden misfortune. This is the mindset you must adopt. Do not see hardship as an obstacle, see it as a necessary part of your evolution. True resilience is built in the fire of struggle. It is forged in the moments where you feel like quitting, but you choose to persist. The difference between the weak and the strong is not talent, luck, or intelligence. It is the ability to suffer well. The strong man does not break under hardship. He welcomes it, knowing that every ounce of pain he endures now prepares him for the greater battles ahead. Weakness is burned away through discomfort, through challenge, through the relentless pursuit of self-mastery. Each difficulty you overcome becomes another layer of armor, another proof of your capability to withstand and conquer. Hardship reveals the truth about you. When life applies pressure, do you collapse or do you harden? Do you surrender to your circumstances or do you rise above them? The reality is that the world will not go easy on you. Life does not care if you are tired, unmotivated, or afraid. It will test you in ways you never anticipated, and the only way to prepare is to deliberately embrace struggle before it arrives uninvited. The strong self is not surprised by difficulty, it is prepared for it. Your weak self will beg you to retreat when things get difficult. It will whisper that it's okay to rest, to take the easy way out. It will try to justify quitting by telling you that you've already done enough, that it's not worth the pain. You must silence that voice with action. When you hear yourself making excuses, counter them immediately. When your body tells you it's too hard, prove it wrong. Lean into hardship, knowing that it is the path to an unbreakable mind. Seek resistance, because it is the only way you will ever become more than what you are now. The man who seeks comfort will never achieve greatness. The man who seeks struggle will find power within himself that he never knew existed. Growth happens in the friction between who you are and who you are trying to become. If you avoid friction, you remain the same. If you embrace it, you evolve into something stronger, sharper, and more resilient. Greatness does not come from avoiding pain. It comes from pushing through it and emerging on the other side, battle-tested and unshaken. Stand tall in the face of adversity. Let hardship be your teacher. Embrace the pain, and you will emerge stronger than ever before. The fire that burns away the weak parts of you will reveal the indestructible core beneath. Stop seeing difficulty as something to fear and start seeing it as the refining process that will mold you into the most powerful version of yourself. Endure, and you will become unstoppable. Chapter 4: Mastering Your Emotions. Weak men are slaves to their emotions. They let anger, fear, and anxiety control them, allowing their moods to dictate their actions like a ship tossed by the storm. They live in a state of emotional turmoil, reacting impulsively, surrendering their power to external circumstances. Instead of mastering their emotions, they become victims of them, prisoners to every fleeting feeling that pulls them in different directions. Their lack of self-control leaves them weak, unable to trust their own judgment, and forever at the mercy of external forces. The strong man rules over his emotions with an iron fist. He does not suppress or ignore them, but he governs them with reason and discipline. He understands that emotions are natural, but they are not to be blindly obeyed. He recognizes that unchecked emotions can cloud judgment, leading to destructive choices that spiral into regret. A moment of uncontrolled anger can destroy a lifetime of respect. A decision made in fear can keep a man caged for years. A mind consumed by anxiety will never act decisively. The strong man does not let these emotions steer him off course. He acknowledges them, evaluates them, and makes decisions based on logic, not impulse. He trains himself to remain composed in the face of chaos, understanding that true power comes from controlling himself first, before attempting to control anything else in life. The moment you let emotions dictate your actions, you have lost control. The weak self reacts impulsively, saying words it later regrets, making choices that lead to self-destruction, and allowing temporary emotions to forge permanent consequences. A weak man allows frustration to become aggression, fear to become paralysis, and sadness to become self-pity. But the strong self pauses, reflects, and acts with purpose. He is the master of his mind, not its servant. He stands firm in storms that would break lesser men, unfazed by the shifting tides of emotion. He does not crumble under pressure but adapts, adjusting his course with a clear head and a steady hand. Strength is not the absence of emotion, it is the ability to harness emotion without being enslaved by it. It is understanding that emotions are signals, but they are not always commands. The strong man takes the lesson from every emotion, but does not allow it to dictate his behavior. He acknowledges that emotions can inform his decisions, but they do not rule them. He studies his own mind like a general studies the battlefield, understanding the movements of his impulses, the tendencies of his fears, and the distractions that seek to sway him. When anger arises, he asks himself, "Is this justified? Is this productive? Will this action serve my higher purpose?" If the answer is no, he does not let his emotions take the lead. Instead, he channels them as fuel for discipline. When fear attempts to take over, he challenges it, demanding proof of its legitimacy. He understands that most fears are illusions, exaggerated threats that shrink when confronted. When anxiety whispers doubt into his mind, he does not surrender to it. He questions it, dissects it, and determines whether it has any real basis. If it does, he finds a solution. If it does not, he discards it. A weak man allows his emotions to drive him into chaos, constantly pulled in different directions, never able to focus, never in control of his own destiny. But the strong man knows that his mind is the only thing he truly owns, and he will not allow it to be governed by fleeting emotions. He trains himself to recognize emotional triggers and to respond with wisdom, not weakness. He is like a mountain, immovable and unshaken by the storms that rage around him. Control your emotions, or they will control you. Master yourself, or the world will master you instead. You are either in command of your mind, or you are its prisoner. Choose strength, choose mastery, and become the unshakable force you were meant to be. When anger arises, take 3 deep breaths before speaking or acting. Train yourself to pause before reacting. Make decisions based on logic, not emotion. Chapter 5. Self-respect through self-discipline. The weak self begs for validation from others, constantly seeking approval and reassurance. It craves attention, applause and recognition, mistaking the opinions of others for self-worth. But this is a trap. The more you chase external approval, the more you depend on forces outside your control. The strong self, on the other hand, builds self-respect through discipline, forging an identity that does not waver in the face of criticism or rejection. A man who respects himself does not seek approval from the world. He builds a fortress of character so strong that no opinion can shake him. His value is not determined by likes, comments, or praise. His sense of self is rooted in what he does, not in how he is perceived. He understands that validation from others is fleeting and often meaningless. What matters is his integrity, his discipline, and his relentless pursuit of personal excellence. The strong man does not allow external opinions to dictate his worth. He walks his own path, with his purpose set like an unshakable mountain, untouched by the winds of approval or criticism. Seneca wrote, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." The weak self wastes time on distractions, pleasure, and validation. It scrolls endlessly through social media, comparing itself to others, feeling inadequate, and seeking approval from strangers. It indulges in mindless entertainment, numbing itself rather than improving. But the strong self sees through this illusion. It understands that a man who spends his time seeking validation is a man who is not in control of his own life. Instead of wasting hours on distractions, he invests his time in refining his mind, body, and spirit. He recognizes that every moment spent worrying about how others perceive him is a moment stolen from his own growth. The strong self does not chase recognition. He builds himself into someone worthy of respect through relentless effort and unbreakable discipline. The disciplined man does not need approval. He commands respect through his actions. He does not beg for attention. He earns admiration through his dedication and results. The weak self wants to be noticed. The strong self wants to be competent. The weak self seeks affirmation. The strong self seeks mastery. The weak man is concerned with being liked. The strong man is focused on being capable. The weak man changes his behavior to fit in. The strong man stands by his principles, no matter the consequences. A man who respects himself understands that seeking external approval is a bottomless pit. It will never be enough. There will always be another person to impress, another audience to satisfy, another opinion to chase. But the strong man realizes that his purpose is not to be liked by everyone, but to be true to himself. He does not need permission to live the way he wants. He does not bend his character for the fleeting validation of others. Instead, he builds himself into a force that commands respect through sheer presence, competence, and unwavering discipline. Build yourself into someone whose self-respect is unshakable, and you will never again feel the need to seek validation from anyone but yourself. When you live by this principle, you free yourself from the chains of external judgment. You become someone who does not need to prove his worth. His actions and presence alone command respect. The strong man's value is self-generated. He does not need confirmation from the outside world to validate his existence. He walks his path without hesitation, knowing that strength, virtue, and discipline are their own rewards. A true man of discipline knows that his worth is determined by his actions, his ability to follow through on his commitments, and his resilience in the face of adversity. He does not need others to reassure him of his value, because he proves it to himself daily through his work, his focus, and his relentless pursuit of excellence. Respect is not given to those who ask for it. It is given to those who embody it. The strong man does not speak of his strength. He demonstrates it. He does not demand respect. He earns it. He does not waste time convincing others of his worth. He builds a life that makes it obvious. True self-respect comes from knowing that you hold yourself to a higher standard than anyone else ever could. It comes from setting goals and achieving them, from pushing past limitations, from staying true to your principles when no one is watching. It is forged in the quiet moments of discipline and struggle, in the decisions to persist when giving up would be easier. Build yourself into a man whose self-respect is so deeply ingrained that the opinions of others become irrelevant. Stand firm in who you are, and you will never have to chase approval again. When you reach this level of self-mastery, people will naturally respect you, not because you seek it, but because you embody it. Remove distractions that weaken your mind, social media, meaningless entertainment, junk food. Develop a skill that makes you valuable. Create daily habits that reinforce self-respect, reading, exercise, disciplined eating, deep work. Chapter 6. The Art of Endurance. A man who cannot endure hardship will never rise above mediocrity. Weak men quit when things get difficult. They complain, they make excuses, they look for a way out. But the strong man endures. He understands that pain is a necessary companion on the road to greatness. He does not seek an easy path because he knows that every great achievement is built on struggle, perseverance, and relentless effort. He does not flee from adversity. He meets it head-on, knowing that it is through suffering that he is refined. The Stoics embraced endurance as a fundamental virtue. Epictetus said, "Don't hope that events will turn out the way you want. Welcome events in whichever way they happen. This is the path to peace." This does not mean passively accepting hardship, but instead embracing it as an opportunity to grow stronger. The ability to endure difficulty without complaint is what separates the weak from the strong. A man who refuses to give in to hardship develops a mind of steel. He does not fold under pressure. He thrives under it. Every obstacle becomes a lesson, every setback a chance to prove his resilience. Endurance is not just about surviving, it is about growing stronger through struggle. The man who endures does not merely hold on, he adapts, learns, and transforms. He becomes unshakable in the face of hardship, relentless in pursuit of his goals. He sees pain not as suffering, but as a necessary toll on the road to mastery. While others crumble under the weight of challenges, he uses them as stepping stones to a greater self. When the weak man complains, the strong man acts. When the weak man avoids pain, the strong man embraces it. When the weak man seeks comfort, the strong man chooses the harder path. Because in choosing hardship, he forges himself into something greater than he was before. He becomes someone who is not easily broken, not easily deterred, and not easily stopped. The man who builds endurance through discipline, struggle, and patience becomes unstoppable. His body may tire, but his spirit does not waver. His journey may be long, but he never doubts his ability to reach the destination. He endures, and in enduring, he prevails. Seek out challenges daily. Push your physical and mental limits. Train your mind to crave difficulty, to seek out moments of struggle that force you to evolve. Do things that make you uncomfortable. Learn something new that intimidates you. The weak self avoids discomfort. The strong self seeks it because it knows that struggle is the only way to sharpen the mind and harden the body. Make it a daily mission to challenge yourself beyond what you believe is possible, because in pushing your limits, you expand them. Growth happens in discomfort, and mastery is forged in resistance. Train yourself to remain calm under pressure. Observe, adapt, and persist. In the midst of chaos, your ability to stay composed determines whether you rise or fall. Weak men panic and react emotionally. Strong men keep a steady mind and assess the situation with logic. The more pressure you face, the more opportunity you have to strengthen your mental resilience. To train this skill, expose yourself to controlled discomfort regularly. Put yourself in situations where patience is tested, where your ability to think clearly under stress is challenged. When faced with adversity, remind yourself that composure is a choice. When others lose control, maintain yours. Strength is found in stillness, in the ability to regulate emotions while others crumble under pressure. Those who master this skill command respect and move with certainty, unaffected by the storms around them. Chapter 7. The Power of Solitude. Weak men fear being alone. They seek constant distraction, avoiding the silence that forces them to confront their weaknesses. They fill their time with meaningless noise, entertainment, social validation, shallow conversations, anything to avoid the discomfort of introspection. They do not realize that by avoiding solitude, they are avoiding the very process required for growth. The strong man embraces solitude. He understands that clarity, wisdom, and self-mastery are cultivated in moments of quiet reflection. He does not run from his own thoughts. He engages with them. He does not fear the stillness. He welcomes it, for he knows that in solitude, he can dissect his weaknesses, confront his fears, and refine his purpose. Seneca wrote, "Nothing, to my way of thinking, is a better proof of a well-ordered mind than a man's ability to stop just where he is and pass some time in his own company. The ability to be alone and at peace with your own thoughts is a hallmark of inner strength. It is in solitude that a man sharpens his mind, strengthens his will, and cultivates discipline. When distractions are stripped away, he is left with the truth of who he really is. It is a confrontation with oneself, an opportunity to reflect on strengths, weaknesses, and the path ahead. Without solitude, a man never truly knows himself, and without self-knowledge, he cannot achieve mastery over his own mind. To master solitude is to master the mind. It is in these moments that a man gains perspective, that he sets his intentions with precision. Solitude offers clarity that cannot be found in the noise of daily life. It is the proving ground of self-sufficiency, where a man learns to stand on his own without the need for validation or reassurance. The ability to embrace solitude is the ability to control one's own destiny. A man who cannot be alone is a man who has not yet built himself into someone worth being alone with. But the man who can sit in silence, comfortable in his own presence, has an unbreakable foundation. He knows who he is, what he stands for, and where he is headed. He does not need the noise of others to validate his worth. His strength comes from within, and no opinion, no judgment, no criticism can shake him. He is not dependent on external validation, nor is he swayed by the ever-changing opinions of the world. Instead, he moves with certainty, undisturbed by trends, unaffected by distractions. He is a fortress unto himself, stable, resolute, and unyielding. He walks his path with purpose, knowing that true power comes not from the crowd, but from his own unwavering discipline. The man who rules his solitude rules his life. He is in command of his mind, his emotions, and his purpose. He sees solitude not as a void, but as an opportunity to sharpen his focus, to refine his mission, to sculpt himself into the highest version of what he can be. This is the ultimate strength, to be content in one's own company, to need nothing from others but to offer everything to the world from a place of inner abundance. A weak man seeks validation, a strong man builds himself into a force that needs none. Solitude is where a man builds his kingdom. It is where he strategizes, where he hardens himself against weakness, where he becomes the master of his fate. It is in silence that a man can listen to his deepest thoughts, separate his fleeting emotions from his truest desires, and find clarity in the chaos of life. A man who cannot be alone is a man who does not know himself, and a man who does not know himself is lost. If you wish to be unbreakable, learn to be alone. If you wish to be strong, learn to seek silence. If you wish to command your own life, learn to embrace solitude, not as loneliness, but as the ultimate tool for self-creation. Greatness is not forged in the noise of the world. It is sculpted in the quiet determination of a man who dares to stand alone and build himself into something unstoppable. Set aside time each day for quiet reflection. Learn to enjoy your own company rather than seeking external distractions. Meditate on your purpose and goals in solitude. Chapter 8. Controlling the chaos of the mind. A man who cannot control his mind is at the mercy of every passing emotion, thought, and external influence. Weak men allow their thoughts to dominate them. They dwell on regrets, obsess over fears, and lose themselves in worries. Their emotions dictate their choices, making them erratic, anxious, and easily manipulated. The strong man, however, takes control of his mind. He disciplines his thoughts, ensuring that they serve him rather than enslave him. He does not allow fleeting emotions to dictate his path. Instead, he develops a fortress within, one that remains unshaken regardless of external turbulence. Mastering your mind means eliminating unnecessary worry, silencing self-doubt, and cultivating inner stillness. It means recognizing that your thoughts are merely tools. They are not your master. Just as a warrior sharpens his sword, the disciplined man sharpens his mind. He trains himself to think logically rather than emotionally, to assess situations with clarity, and to focus only on what he can control. This mindset allows him to move with confidence, unbothered by the distractions and chaos of the world around him. A man who cannot control his thoughts is a man who will forever be controlled by the world. The ability to filter out noise, disregard negativity, and maintain focus is what separates the weak from the strong. A weak man's mind is a battlefield of anxiety, regret, and overanalysis. He is stuck in the past, replaying mistakes, dwelling on failures. He fears the future, crafting imaginary scenarios that paralyze him. His emotions dictate his choices, making him erratic and easily manipulated. But the strong man refuses to allow his thoughts to consume him. He recognizes them for what they are, passing waves on the surface of a deeper, stronger ocean. He acknowledges them, but he does not allow them to steer his course. Instead, he takes ownership of his thoughts, directing them with purpose. He decides which thoughts serve him and which must be discarded. He cultivates a mind that is clear, disciplined, and unshaken. A disciplined mind is a powerful mind, and a powerful mind is an unbreakable force. The weak man allows his mind to wander aimlessly, drifting between impulses and anxieties. He is easily distracted, constantly reacting instead of acting with intent. But the strong man directs his mind with purpose, using it as a tool to build, create, and dominate. He focuses his thoughts like a laser, channeling them toward his goals. He is aware that every great achievement begins in the mind. Before it is realized in the physical world, it must first be mastered internally. Mental discipline is not optional. It is essential for anyone who seeks to rise above the average. Without it, you are a slave to your environment, a puppet controlled by external influences, impulses, and distractions. With it, you are in complete command of your destiny, no longer reacting to life, but shaping it according to your will. The mind is either your greatest ally or your greatest enemy. If left undisciplined, it will sabotage you at every turn, filling your thoughts with doubt, fear, and excuses. But if trained, sharpened, and commanded, it becomes your most powerful weapon, capable of cutting through any obstacle in your path. Mastering the mind means understanding that thoughts alone do not define you. Your actions do. Weak men allow themselves to be led by their emotions, constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort. The strong man, however, embraces struggle as the price of greatness. He understands that the mind, like a muscle, must be worked daily. He eliminates distractions, focuses his energy, and refuses to allow negative thinking to dictate his decisions. He knows that every moment of discipline strengthens his grip over his own fate. The path to greatness is not just about physical strength or external success. It is about mastering the internal battlefield. The greatest wars are not fought outside, but within. Every day you must confront the temptation to quit, the desire for easy pleasure, the whispers of self-doubt. And every day you must choose discipline over indulgence, control over chaos, and action over hesitation. The man who wins this internal war will win in every aspect of life, for he is no longer a slave to his mind. He is its master. Strengthen your mind, and no force will be able to shake you. Practice mindfulness. Observe your thoughts without becoming consumed by them. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations of discipline and strength. Chapter 9. The Warrior's Mentality. A man must adopt the mentality of a warrior if he wishes to conquer his weaknesses. Life is a battlefield, and only those who are mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared will thrive. Weak men shrink from conflict, from hardship, from struggle. They surrender to fear, allowing obstacles to define their limits. The strong man, however, embraces the fight. He sees every difficulty as a test, an opportunity to prove his resilience and fortitude. He does not wish for an easy path. He seeks one that forges him into something greater. The Stoics admired the warrior spirit, one that is unwavering, unshaken by fear, and always prepared to face challenges head on. A warrior does not complain about his circumstances. He adapts, he overcomes, he moves forward. He sees pain as training and adversity as his sharpening stone. He understands that comfort is the enemy of growth, and so he deliberately puts himself in situations that test his endurance. When others retreat, he stands firm. When others hesitate, he acts. He is not reckless, but he is relentless. He does not seek an easy path because he knows an easy path leads to weakness. Instead, he forges himself in discomfort, choosing struggle as the crucible that tempers his spirit. To think like a warrior is to eliminate the option of retreat. The weak man sees failure as an endpoint, a reason to quit. He allows setbacks to break his confidence, convincing himself that he was never meant to succeed. The warrior, however, sees failure as feedback, a lesson that sharpens his skills. Every setback is an opportunity to refine his strategy. Every loss is a lesson in resilience. He understands that the true battle is not fought externally, but within. The battle is with his own doubt, his own hesitation, and his own desire for comfort. He does not fear the battle because he has already won the war in his mind. His will is stronger than any obstacle, his discipline unshakable, his resolve absolute. He knows that struggle is the price of greatness, and he gladly pays that price every single day. The warrior understands that victory is not given, it is earned through sweat, sacrifice, and an unrelenting mindset. He does not wait for ideal conditions, he makes conditions ideal through his own effort. He does not dream of success, he forces it into existence through daily battle with his weaker self. He does not simply wish to be strong, he works relentlessly until strength is his natural state. He does not pray for easier circumstances, he prays for greater fortitude to withstand the storm. He does not seek shortcuts, nor does he wait for luck to favor him. He relies only on his discipline, his endurance, and his refusal to yield. The warrior's mentality is not just about winning, it is about becoming someone who cannot be defeated. He understands that true victory is not found in a single battle, but in the commitment to rise every time he falls. He knows that strength is not an inherited trait, but a cultivated discipline. Every challenge, every setback, and every failure is another stepping stone to the warrior's ultimate goal: absolute mastery over himself and his circumstances. A warrior does not flinch in the face of adversity. He welcomes it as a necessary test. When others retreat, he advances. When others make excuses, he takes action. He thrives under pressure because he has trained himself to embrace struggle. He does not seek comfort, he seeks transformation. He recognizes that every hardship he endures strengthens his ability to persist. Pain becomes his teacher, discomfort his ally, and discipline his shield. It is about being the one who keeps fighting when others have given up, the one who stands tall when the weight of life tries to crush him. He refuses to kneel before hardship. The warrior's greatest weapon is not his strength, his skill, or his strategy. It is his refusal to be broken. It is his ability to withstand what others cannot. It is his unwavering certainty that no matter what comes his way, he will endure, adapt, and overcome. He does not merely survive, he conquers. The warrior does not ask for an easy road. He demands the strength to walk the hardest path and emerge victorious. Train your body as well as your mind. Physical strength reinforces mental strength. See obstacles as training rather than setbacks. Cultivate a mindset that thrives under pressure and welcomes difficulty. Chapter 10: The Legacy of Strength. A man's legacy is not built in moments of ease, but in the trials he overcomes. Weak men leave nothing behind but regret, wasted potential, and excuses. They live passively, hoping that time itself will grant them significance, failing to realize that only action, discipline, and relentless effort create a lasting impact. The strong man builds a legacy of discipline, resilience, and unwavering character. He does not just live for himself. He lives in a way that inspires others, that sets an example of strength for those who follow. He understands that legacy is not built in comfort, but in sacrifice, in the willingness to push forward when others quit, in the refusal to compromise his values, no matter how difficult the path becomes. Seneca said, "Life is long if you know how to use it." Many waste their years in distraction, indulgence, and hesitation, never fully grasping the power they hold over their destiny. They allow time to slip through their fingers, mistaking comfort for fulfillment, idleness for peace. They live with a false sense of security, believing that tomorrow will always be available to them. But time is the one thing that cannot be reclaimed once lost. The weak squander it, while the strong harness it. But the man who dedicates himself to a life of discipline, wisdom, and virtue will leave an impact that endures beyond his lifetime. He is not consumed by trivial pursuits or fleeting pleasures. He does not waste his energy chasing superficial validation or approval from the crowd. He does not seek validation. He seeks mastery. He does not chase pleasure. He pursues excellence. His ambition is not fueled by the opinions of others, but by his own internal fire, a relentless desire to push himself beyond what is expected. He does not live to please the world. He lives to fulfill his potential. His focus is not on fleeting gratification, but on the indestructible legacy of his actions. He understands that legacy is not about wealth, fame, or status. It is about character, discipline, and the lasting impact of one's efforts. He knows that everything he does, every discipline he follows, every hardship he endures, carves his name into the fabric of time. He ensures that when he is gone, his presence will still be felt through the lives he touched, the lessons he taught, and the example he set. His influence extends beyond his years, shaping those who come after him. And in the end, he does not fear death, for he knows he has lived with honor. He does not look back with regret, but with pride, knowing that he squeezed every ounce of potential from his existence. He does not reach the end of his days wondering, "What if?" He reaches it knowing, "I did." His name will not be forgotten because he lived not as a spectator, but as a force of nature. A man who has forged himself in discipline and purpose does not need to chase immortality. His legacy will ensure he never truly dies. He is not just remembered, he is revered. His existence is proof that greatness is not given, but built, brick by brick, through a lifetime of relentless effort and unwavering character. Strive to become someone worth remembering. Lead by example. Be a beacon of discipline and strength for those around you. Never waste a day. Treat every moment as an opportunity to sharpen yourself. The path of the strong man is not easy. It requires discipline, sacrifice, and relentless effort. But the reward is a life of unshakable strength self-respect, and mastery. You are not here to be ruled by weakness. You are here to dominate it. You are here to kill the weak version of yourself and forge the strongest version of who you were meant to be. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Take action now and become the man you were destined to be.